Thanks, Tabby.
I may be the man, but is this the mic? I think it is. Wow, I've been watching this on my phone backstage. It's been effing great. It's been fantastic. What an atmosphere. Right, I'm just going to turn this up to almost deafening in my ears, because I am a bit deaf. I'm jet-lagged as well. I flew over here. I got here about 6 o'clock in the morning. And by the way, before I go any further, this is Dave Kilminster, my old mate, who's been playing guitar with me for umpteen years. Stand up. And he's going to play the guitar while we do all this. Okay, so I couldn't get to sleep, obviously, last night, having arrived at 6 o'clock the previous morning. So I wrote this, and I'm going to try and read it to you now, okay? This evening, as you already know, so some of this will be redundant because people have preceded me and had their say. And good for them. I listened to it all, and more power to you all. So this evening's called Stand Up for Palestine. Loki has stood up. Youssef has stood up. Andrew Feinstein has stood up. And most importantly, Leanne Mohammed and the other lady whose name I didn't, they have stood up. So that's all good. Dave Kilminster here and I are going to stand up. Oh, he already did stand up. Sorry, I apologise. That is redundant. There's a bloke here getting a bit bored. I am going to get on with it, mate. Don't you worry. Here we go. So thank you all for standing up. I'm sure many of you, like me, live on the brink of tears. We live on that uncomfortable edge, on the brink of tears, because we feel empathy for our brothers and sisters in Gaza and the other occupied territories in Palestine. Yeah, well, why not? Empathy. What a precious gift empathy is. I'm going to sing Wish You Were Here in a minute. Okay. People sometimes think Wish You Were Here is a lament for a dead childhood friend of mine, Sid Barrett. Well, guess what? Sometimes it is. But not tonight. Tonight is for Palestine. So, so you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? So you think you can tell heaven from hell? Tonight, my song Wish You Were Here is about choices. If you think you can tell heaven from hell, you can choose one or the other on polling day, the 4th of July. Some of you here tonight are constituents in the voting district Holborn and St Pancras. You will have the opportunity to cast your vote to make a choice. You can choose heaven or hell. Okay. It went on. The last line, yeah, you can choose blue skies or pain. You will have looked at the candidates, Keir Starmer and Andrew Feinstein, and you may have thought to yourself, can I tell a smile from a veil? I'm quoting my song again, madam. It's a sort of, you know, it's theatre. Sorry, I'll carry on. Do you think you can tell? I can. I've looked at Keir Starmer and I've looked at Andrew Feinstein. I can tell a smile from a veil. There won't be a pro-truth, pro-love, pro-empathy candidate standing at every constituency in the UK, but there is one here in Holborn on St Pancras, Andrew Feinstein, who I mentioned before. There are 72,000 of you in Holborn on St Pancras. We only need 51% to choose truth and love and empathy and vote for Andrew Feinstein on polling day, and you will have prevented Keir Starmer from becoming the Prime Minister. Thank you, madam. All right. So to prevent the genocide enabler Keir Starmer from becoming Prime Minister would be a huge gift to the people of England and, in fact, to the whole of mankind. We are in desperate need of a new moral compass in Westminster to help guide a new Labour movement that truly represents the people through the corridors of power. Yes, we do need a new moral compass in Westminster. Okay, so where am I now? Blah, 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 blah. So back to my song. Did you exchange a walk-on part in the war for a lead role in a cage? As Prime Minister Keir Starmer would be the living, breathing epitome of a lead role in a cage. Mr. Starmer lives in a cage of his own choosing where he does the bidding of the ruling class. But I've nearly finished. But for all of us, just to be here tonight in this beautiful church is to play a walk-on part in the war. Loki and Yusuf and I and Dave and Andrew and Leanne all have walk-on parts in this war. We are all soldiers in the battle for human rights, including, centrally, rights for the people of Palestine. To be clear, we are also engaged here tonight in part of a larger existential battle for the very soul of the human race, and so are all of you. Thank you. Sorry, next paragraph makes it now. It says, okay, comma, I had some injections in a couple of knuckles yesterday, so forgive me if I play the odd bum note. Luckily, I've got Dave to hold my hand. Okay, there we go. That's it. So I'm going to put that there.
I put that there.
Hey, this guitar up.
It's only a burp coming on. I can feel it. Don't worry, I do this for a living. I mean, I've done this for a living for about 60 years. So I'm over most of it, most of the anxiety. All right, so Dave and I tell you what we're going to do now, because I think we're the last act. We are going to play Wish You Were Here, because it is a nice song, and it is not just about Sid, it's about everyone that we love. And then after that, I'm going to do a song that I wrote during COVID that I've been doing on the road during my This Is Not a Drill tour. And it's a song called The Bar, and I'm afraid it meanders a little bit. But I'm sure you will understand it and get into the spirit of it, because it's a song about community and how we can come together in communities and talk to one another, whether it's in the bar with a drink or whether it's in a church with lovely people like you here tonight. So that's what's going to happen. And that's it. We're only doing two songs. Whew. All right, here we go. Let's see how we get on with the first one. Christ, what key is it in? Nah, just kidding. All right, here we go. Okay. All right, so this is the bar. That burp, it's going to come. I know it's going to come. Ah, better. Okay. There's a couple of characters in these first few verses of the bar that you should know about. One is an old black homeless lady on the streets of New York City, living in a pile of cardboard, as many do in New York City and many of the cities of the world. She lives there with a Chihuahua dog called Lady. And the other woman, who's considerably younger than she is a Native American Lakota Sioux lady, who passes her in the street, recognizes her predicament, stops and talks to her, and then eventually brings her here to the bar where we can all look after her. Okay, further to the conversation earlier with Leanne about the health service being for everyone. All right, so, and I may pause. There are many verses. It's all of this stuff here to remind me of what it is. Are you ready, Dave? I'll take that as a yes. Does everybody in the bar feel pain? Yeah, sure, they do. I'm going to speed up a bit. Is everybody in the bar a little maimed? Yeah, both me and you. We traded in the family farm for snake oil. We bought into the carpet beggar's lies. Now we're hanging on this cross with these feelings of loss. Just watching the Liberty boats sail on by. And if I cut you, would you bleed for me? If I bind your wounds, would you cry? If I gave you my hand, would you stand by me? Stand by me here till I die. The man put out his hand to help me. Gave me credit at the company store. Had I looked into his eyes, it would come as no surprise. That I can't make the payments anymore. Does everybody in the bar feel shame? Lord knows I do. I guess we all feel pretty much the same. Kinda wore out by this crazy fucking zoo. The smell of napalm with the cornflakes. The chafe of killing everything that breathes. on the lady down the street. Imposing sanctions, that was, on the lady down the street. Till she takes the hint and packs her bags and leaves. I'll tell you what happened, Ben. Oh, quiet, please, please, because I haven't finished. Hang on, packs of bags and leaves. All right, I'll tell you, calm down. I'm starting another verse. We've got about five more verses to go, so just relax. All right? Because I love singing this song, okay, because it breaks my fucking heart, frankly, and as I'm on the verge of tears all the time, anyway, every morning when I wake up, I have to get hold of myself. So the only thing I have to remember today, only thing you have to remember today, Roger, the only thing that you could possibly do that wouldn't be right would be to stand by, silent and indifferent, and you're not doing that. And I'm not. Come on in here, sister, and sit a spell. You are most welcome in the bar. We may seem few, but we are many. Have you been traveling far? The girl who brought you in is Lakota. From Standing Rock, where they made their stand. So from Fort Yates, North Dakota, here's a message for the man. Would you kindly get the fuck off our land? Hey, bald man, I have a question. As one of many victims, tell me why. A failed, fat, fucking landlord has been chosen to decide who should live and who should die. Sweetheart, there's a reason you come in here. I was just putting on my dancing shoes with the right set of moves. We can turn this ship around. Together, we can write tomorrow's news. You are my sad-eyed lady. Come lay across my big brass bed. Maybe it is we who have been chosen, you and me, to point out this dawn, make no fucking sense. How many cannonballs must fly, Bob? How long and winding is the road? How many children tugging on? How many mother's sleeves? Saying, look, Ma, the man ain't got no fucking clothes. You can help them build a bomb in Raytheon, but they'll sell it all in Kalamazoo. And some crazy motherfucker's bound to drop it on a busload of kids going to school. You can hold up your hands in denial. Something, some choices in your head. Just an innocent cop, just doing your job. But those little Yemeni kids will still be dead. When I'm drinking my coffee in the morning, and I something to this Yemeni shit. Sorry, I lost my way there. I can't help feeling bad for that grieving foreign dad, picking through the bus that's just been hit. So on Monday, when you're walking through the factory gates, or on Friday, when you're picking up your chick, you'll be sitting on the curbside like a bicycle thief. But with no boy to put his arm round daddy's neck. Only a couple more. Shh. Okay. Before I was born, my brother used to sit on daddy's lap when he was home on leave. Daddy'd smoke a cigarette, and sometimes as a jest, he'd blow smoke rings up my big brother's sleeve. More fire, daddy, my big brother would shout. At least that's how the story has survived. I was mercifully spared the feelings that they shared, memories that they shared. 'Cause I was only 5 months old when daddy died. Thank you. where you are, Dave, but it's all right. I'll find you my sunshine. I can't remember because you're gonna call up a friend in Australia and order in some bush tucker snacks and sit here with you to the didgeridoo. Listen while you draw me all the maps. Is that a foghorn in the distance? Oh, we're heading for the rocks. Come sit here by the far side and hold me in your arms. Tell me, how was life before the cops? Thank you. I'm going to try not to fall over. Thank you for coming tonight. We're going to do a, I think we're going to do a photo op up here with everybody who is playing their music, their wonderful music, and Andrew and Leanne and the others. So they're going to come up here and we're going to do a couple of photos. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to hang. Okay, this is a photo op. Free Palestine!